Good afternoon. I'm Stan Ingold, filling in for Mackenzie Bates for Alabama Public Radio News. The Alabama Department of Public Health will hold a town hall meeting this evening to discuss an outbreak of tuberculosis. 26 people have been diagnosed in the Marion, Centerville, and Tuscaloosa areas in the past 2 years. Pam Barrett is the director of the Division of TB Control with the Alabama Department of Public Health. She says keeping track of those infected has been a problem.
The people that have actually had TB have been very reluctant to name their contacts, so we have been unable to trace the people that they have been exposed to because we didn't, you know who they were.
The town hall meeting takes place this evening at the Francis Marion High School Auditorium at 6:30. Symptoms of TB include cough lasting more than 2 weeks, shortness of breath, fever, night sweats, weight loss, and fatigue. A person may also be infected with the TB germ and have no symptoms. Thomaston, Alabama, and the surrounding areas south of Tuscaloosa will soon have local access to fresh meats and produce for the first time in decades. The community of just under 500 residents in the greater Marengo County have been long classified as a food desert. Brenda Tuck is the executive director of the Marengo County Economic Development Authority. She says residents typically have to drive dozens of miles to get groceries.
We do have a convenience store here, and they can carry a little bit of stuff. But, you know, if they're out of the few half gallons of milk that they're able to carry, it is literally 25 to 30 miles round trip to get a gallon of milk. And that adds up for the working class families, even if they do have transportation.
Now, CSX Transportation and the Conservation Fund have awarded a $10,000 grant to help open a grocery store in Thomaston. The grant is one of a dozen awarded to communities in food deserts across the country. Dave's Market has been renovating a building in Thomaston since August and plans to open a full-service grocery store early next month. And taking a look at weather across much of the state, look for cloudy skies with rain likely after midnight, lows in the mid-40s. That chance of rain is right around 70%. And for your Friday, cloudy skies with a chance of rain, showers throughout the day, highs in the upper 50s, chance of rain is 60%. Along the coast tonight, rain showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms throughout the night. Rain should continue until after midnight, lows in the mid-50s, chance of precipitation near 100%. I'm Stan Ingold, reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.